Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. Today, we're going to talk about what raising consciousness means for humanity. It seems as though every awakened person on the planet is talking about a global shift of consciousness that will affect every man, woman, and child on Earth. This information is literally coming through every open door. Lightworkers around the world are indicating that when this shift of consciousness is victoriously accomplished, humanity en masse will be in the full embrace of our I Am presence. We will then express every thought, feeling, word, action, and belief through the heart of Christ consciousness. As amazing as that concept is, and as difficult as it is to feel that the shift of consciousness will take place, it is absolutely true. So today, as you listen to this program, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Remember, we're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence. Through this unique opportunity, you're going to bless humanity and all life, and we're going to work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. So now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Now the enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time on Earth. So as we proceed, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. So what will this raising of consciousness mean for humanity? Think about that just for a moment. And ask yourself, are you seeking clarity about what in the world is going on in your life? If you are, you're certainly not alone. These are very confusing times. The Earth and all life evolving upon her actually experienced unprecedented shifts of energy, vibration, and consciousness on December 21st and 22nd in 2012, and we've talked about that quite frequently. People around the world who were consciously aware of what was actually taking place during what was known as the shift of the ages thought that they would be able to tangibly experience positive changes in their lives immediately. Some people have experienced these changes, but many have not. Other people, who were reading the hype but not really understanding what was happening, anticipated everything from the end of the world to the instant manifestation of heaven on earth. When neither of those things occurred, people erroneously determined that the shift of the ages was a hoax and that nothing really happened. Actually, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, humanity is now in the midst of a shift of consciousness beyond anything that has ever been attempted in any system of worlds throughout all creation. This is pushing everything from the old earth that conflicts with the patterns of perfection for the new earth to the surface to be completed and transmuted into light once and for all. These are all of the old patterns of separation and duality. The accelerated challenges that you may be experiencing in your personal life and the chaos that you're witnessing around the world are evidence of this purging and cleansing process. Contrary to outer appearances, many people are experiencing amazing positive changes in their lives, but there are many people who believe that things have actually gotten worse in 2013, since the changes in 2012. This phenomenon has inspired heartfelt pleas from the masses of humanity, asking our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven for answers and for divine intervention in the chaos. In response, the company of heaven is projecting greater clarity and understanding into the mental and emotional strata of earth. This is being done with the divine intent that awakening humanity will raise our heads above the mud puddle of the surfacing negativity from the old earth effectively enough to tap into these celestial sharings and this divine guidance. This information from on high contains the answers that we are seeking and the clarity that will help us through this confusing phase of our ascension process. I'd like to share with you some of the information that's being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. Of course, the ideal is for you to reach up in consciousness and tap into this information that is being projected into the mental and emotional strata of Earth yourself. Only your own I Am presence can interpret this information for you in perfect alignment with your divine plan. However, if you don't believe or confident that you can do that, or you don't feel that you can at this moment, at least ask your I Am presence to help you perceive this celestial sharing through the eyes of illumined truth, sifting and sorting through it, interpreting it in alignment with your divine plan. Now, nothing is happening by accident. This sacred knowledge is being brought to your sphere of awareness by your I Am presence. Know that assisting in raising the consciousness of the masses of humanity is an important facet of your divine plan. Take this information into the divinity of your heart flame and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this information is destined to help you fulfill your purpose and reason for being during this momentous time on Earth. Everyone is receiving information that there is a monumental shift of consciousness taking place. And they are stating that once this consciousness, humanity's mass consciousness, is shifted, we will move into Christ consciousness. And we will begin experiencing the patterns of perfection for the new earth. The problem is that when we contemplate what would have to transpire in the hearts and minds of the masses of humanity in order to move us from the consciousness that we see when we turn on the nightly news to the consciousness of a literal heaven on earth, our finite minds seem to short-circuit. And we cannot comprehend the possibility of such a transformation. To many, that idea seems irrational or delusional, but it is not. We have been told by the company of heaven that with the shift of the ages, the earth and all her life ascended up the spiral of evolution into the initial frequencies of the fifth-dimensional realms of light. With the victory of that phase, phase of Earth's ascension process, this blessed planet reclaimed her rightful place in our solar system. This event allowed the birth of the fifth-dimensional, crystalline-based new Earth in the realms of cause. As the Company of Heaven said previously, in order for us to grasp the magnitude of what the birth of the new Earth in the fifth-dimensional realms of cause means, we must understand that the fifth dimension is a frequency of light that transcends separation and duality. Within this higher frequency of vibration, the growth mutations of disease, poverty, hunger, war, greed, hatred, or pain and suffering of any kind cannot be sustained. The fifth dimension is a timeless, spaceless frequency of God's infinite light and perfection. It is the frequency that we have always known as the heavenly realm. Now, with the shift of ages God victoriously accomplished, the heavenly realms have ascended up the spiral of evolution into the more rarefied frequencies of the sixth-dimensional realms of light. The beings of light want to give us a glimpse of what it will be like when every person on Earth completes the shift of consciousness from separation and duality to transfiguring divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life. They said that the wondrous things people describe when they have a near-death experience reflect a minuscule fraction of what life will be like once we complete our shift of consciousness and the transformation from the old Earth into the new Earth. That is difficult for us to comprehend, because at the present time we are literally walking with our feet in both worlds. It is practically impossible to imagine how we are going to get there from here, but we will. This shift of consciousness involving the masses of humanity will not happen through the intervention of some outside source. It will be victoriously accomplished through the unified efforts of you and me and the rest of awakening humanity. We are one with our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. Therefore, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on their behalf. Through our I Am presence, we have the ability to invoke the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth. We can then ask that aspect of their divinity to utilize the unprecedented influx of transfiguring divine love that is flowing into the planet from our Father, Mother, God, to raise their consciousness the maximum that cosmic law will allow. With the intervention of the I Am presence of every person on Earth, this shift of consciousness will occur in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Know that within the fifth dimension, divine love and the consciousness of oneness and reverence for life are the only reality. The sons and daughters of God abiding in the fifth dimension are destined to co-create experiences that enhance life with every thought, word, action, feeling, and belief we express. We will co-create win-win situations for everybody as we perpetually focus on love, light, and the highest good for all concerned. I know that this may sound too good to be true, but actually it does not even begin to describe the wonders and joyous things we will be co-creating once we accept that the new Earth has been birthed and then we daily and hourly live out of that profound truth. In order for the patterns of perfection for the new earth to manifest in the physical plane, we must first tackle the cause of the maladies existing on earth. Unfortunately, most people are focused on trying to change the outer appearances, which are the effect of the problem, not the cause of the problem. As we've mentioned many times, when we deal with just the outer appearances of a situation, instead of what is causing the problem, it is like trying to change the reflection in a mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection. This is a futile effort, and we will fail every time. Outer appearances will only change if we address what is causing the problem in the first place. So what is the cause of the unbearable pain humanity is currently experiencing and has experienced for so very long? The cause of all of the maladies existing on earth is humanity's distorted and fragmented consciousness based in separation and duality. This consciousness is the antithesis of Christ consciousness. It is the opposite of the patterns of transfiguring divine love, oneness, and reverence for life that are encoded within the patterns of perfection for the new earth. When every person on earth has completed his or her awakening to Christ consciousness, we will all know that it is impossible to harm any part of life without harming ourselves and every other facet of life. With that realization, we will consciously and deliberately operate from the heart space of oneness and love. We will open our hearts and minds to the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and we will find viable win-win situations and solutions for every challenge in our life. For example, when every person on earth is functioning from a consciousness of transfiguring divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life, the debate over guns will be a moot point. Guns will not exist on the new earth because there will never be a desire or a need to harm anyone or anything. War and crime will be non-existence, because the oneness of all life and the infinite flow of God's abundance will be reclaimed through Christ consciousness. The debate over abortions will also be a moot point. On the new earth, rape and incest will not exist. Men and women will be fully connected to their I Am presence, and they will live, move, breathe, and have their being within their fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar-light bodies of infinite perfection. Within these light bodies, and with Christ consciousness, prospective fathers and mothers will understand that no soul is given permission to embody on earth without the agreement of the I Am presence of both the father and the mother. Being born on earth is a major event for any soul, and it never happens by accident. On the new earth, no one will be getting pregnant without the conscious desire and decision to do so. In these patterns on the new earth, the infinite abundance of God will be the order of the day. This will occur because with Christ consciousness, humanity will remember that we are co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. We will know that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. We will understand that everything in the universe is comprised of limitless, unformed, primal light substance. There is no such thing as lack or limitation of any kind. We will clearly see that poverty, as we have known it, is a human miscreation. It was never part of God's divine plan. With Christ consciousness, we will realize that as we give, so shall we receive, and that by using our gifts of life to add to the light of the world, we will open to the infinite flow of God's abundance and the full divine momentum of the God supply of all good things from our Father, Mother, God. In Christ consciousness, we will understand that as sons and daughters of God, the infinite abundance of God is our divine birthright. With that inner knowing, greed, selfishness, the abuse of power, corruption, crime, and every other form of poverty consciousness will end. Self-serving governments, the military, corporations, financial institutions, religious organizations, doctors, hospitals, pharmaceutical and insurance companies, energy, agricultural, environmental, and judicial conglomerates, all of which have contributed to the vast amount of pain and suffering humanity has experienced since our fall into separation and duality, will no longer exist. There will be no need for them. Their fragmented, fear-based consciousness cannot and will not be sustained in the fifth-dimensional frequencies of the new Earth. Can you imagine any of the corruption or the abuse of power from the old Earth existing in what we have always known to be the heavenly realm? Well, of course not. These growth mutations of separation and duality will not exist on the new Earth either. Christ consciousness in every person will clearly be expressed. Then each person will know that anything he or she does to enhance life for any person, any living thing, or any particle of life will enhance life for themselves, their loved ones, and every facet of life throughout the whole of creation. Just imagine when everyone is operating from Christ consciousness, a consciousness of transfiguring divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life. None of the problems associated with the old Earth will exist. We will have transmuted the cause of those maladies, the consciousness of separation and duality. And through that transmutation, the outer world effects will naturally change. With that knowledge, it becomes crystal clear that there is nothing that we can do that will accelerate the manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new Earth faster than helping our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity to raise their consciousness from separation and duality into the consciousness of transfiguring divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life. The company of heaven has affirmed that indeed this shift of consciousness is the greatest need of the hour. And in fact, it is the next facet of the unfolding divine plan for which we are all being called to fulfill. This is the plan for the new Earth and all life evolving upon her. Bringing this facet of the divine plan to fruition will take the collective efforts of you and me and the legions of embodied lightworkers around the world. We are being called to serve as surrogates on behalf of the unawakened masses of humanity. In this facet of the divine plan, we will work in unison with the entire company of heaven, and we will serve as the open door for the light of God that will raise the consciousness of every man, woman, and child on earth the maximum that cosmic law will allow. This will happen in alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good of all concerned. This shift of consciousness will be God victoriously accomplished through each person's I Am presence, and it will involve the assistance of several very powerful celestial alignments, as well as the amplification of our collective efforts by the entire company of heaven. If you are listening to this celestial sharing, know that you have been preparing for lifetimes to assist with this vitally important facet of the divine plan. We will all be in our right and perfect place, participating in our right and perfect way. All we have to do is invoke our I Am presence and then listen to the inner promptings of our heart. Our I Am presence knows exactly what our individual part of this divine plan is. So listen to your heart and respond accordingly. This is our moment, and our time is at hand. I'd like for you now to please listen to the following information carefully. Then take it into the deepest recesses of your heart and ask your I Am presence how you can best serve as an instrument of God on behalf of your sisters and brothers in the family of humanity during this phase of the divine plan. This divine plan will be a global event, and every willing light worker will be in his right and perfect place, or her right and perfect place. No facet of the divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we all listen to the inner guidance of our I Am presence and then respond to whatever we are being guided to do. Our Father, Mother, God have sent forth a clarion call to all embodied lightworkers. We are being asked to gather within the portal of the most powerful force field of our Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love. This portal is in the foothills in Tucson, Arizona. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present within this portal of transfiguring divine love, to serve with other lightworkers from around the world, then our I Am presence in the company of heaven will assist us in paving the way. This is true whether we need assistance with time, with energy, or with money to accomplish this facet of our divine mission. Together we will form a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to help raise the consciousness of the masses of humanity. This will enable the masses of humanity to detach from the oppressive frequencies of the old earth in ways that they have not been able to previously experience. Know that it is critical that lightworkers from around the world be physically present to form, through their unified heart flames, the transformer through which the light of God will flow to fulfill this facet of the divine plan. So listen to your heart and trust your inner guidance. All of the light workers who have been prepared for lifetimes to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth will know who they are through the inner promptings of their heart, through their I Am presence. So pay attention. Your light is needed now. In addition to those who are inspired to be physically present There will be light workers who will join in consciousness from points of light around the world. These light workers will project the light flowing through their heart flames into the portal of light where the light workers are physically gathered in Tucson, Arizona. Thus, our unified effort will expand 1,000 times 1,000-fold. The vehicle that will be used for this gathering of light workers is the 27th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will take place August 10th through the 15th, 2013. We will gather at the beautiful Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort in Tucson, Arizona. This exquisite resort exists within the heart of the portal of transfiguring divine love. All of the information that you will need to participate in this wondrous opportunity is available on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. Just go to that website address and click on the box that says 27th Annual World Congress on Illumination. God bless you for your willingness to be the open door that will raise the consciousness of unawakened humanity. Feel this energy expanding, knowing that this will occur through each person, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, and it will secure the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical plane in profound and unprecedented ways. This sacred conclave will be a celestial experience for everyone involved. We have wonderful and inspired presenters, musicians, meditations, and various other activities of light that will enlighten you and guide you through this profound experience. We don't promote the names in advance of the people that will be doing the presentations because we want people to respond to this heart call because they align with this divine mission. We don't want people coming or not coming because of particular out-of-world personalities. Each day, as we successfully fulfill one phase of the divine plan, the company of heaven will reveal the next phase of the divine plan to us. As we sojourn through the various activities of light, under the guidance of our I Am Presence and our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven, this facet of the divine plan will be victoriously accomplished. This is the 27th World Congress on Illumination. The World Congress on Illumination is an annual event that is truly life-transforming and will provide you with the opportunity to meet old friends from around the world with whom you have been serving for eons of time. Fellow lightworkers will join hearts with you and support you in this monumental service to the light. The entire universe is supporting us in this wondrous endeavor. The beings of light have been given permission to assist us in miraculous ways, but it is the light workers on Earth who are the predominant force bringing this divine plan into physical manifestation. Our responsibility is enormous, but as we join our hearts together, we have the absolute ability to succeed God victoriously. Now let's join together and invoke an activity of light, the magnificent new fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame, to assist in preparing humanity for the influx of light that will take place in August, thus raising their consciousness the maximum that cosmic law will allow. Because of the intensity of the challenges humanity is going through, and light workers around the world to join forces with them daily and hourly to expand our efforts to quickly transmute the patterns of separation and duality that are being pushed to the surface. The Company of Heaven is standing in readiness now, joining with our I Am Presences and the I Am Presences of all humanity. So let's join together now with the unified Company of Heaven and our fellow lightworkers around the world to transmute the surfacing negativity on behalf of all humanity and to clear the way for the patterns of perfection for the new earth and humanity's shift of consciousness into Christ consciousness. Please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically as you feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. There you kneel before the altar of love and surrender your lower human consciousness to the perfection of your true God reality, your mighty I Am Presence. And from the depths of knowing, you affirm, I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. Now together, as one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I invoke the entire Company of Heaven to join with me now in transmuting the surfacing patterns of separation and duality. Transmute them back into light. Transform this energy into the patterns of transfiguring divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life that are associated with the new earth. I will state this invocation in the first person so that I will experience it tangibly and personally, but I am simultaneously invoking this light on behalf of all humanity. Through the power of God, I am. I invoke the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the new fifth-dimensional frequencies of the crystalline solar violet flame, the most intensified frequency of the violet flame that humanity is capable of receiving at this time. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am blazing this sacred violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth that is vibrating at a frequency less than the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. Beloved legions of light associated with this violet flame, transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory, every electron of precious life energy, every thought, word, action, feeling, belief, and memory that humanity has ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known or unknown, that is reflecting a consciousness of separation and duality. Transmute every frequency, the result of this mutated consciousness, back into the infinite perfection of Christ consciousness, transfiguring divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life. I ask that this activity of the violet flame be maintained and eternally self-sustained, increased through my heart flame daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take, perpetually blazing this light through every frequency less than the immaculate concept of the new earth daily and hourly, moment by moment, the light of a thousand suns, clearing the way for the victorious accomplishment of the next phase of the divine plan, which is raising the consciousness of humanity, the masses of humanity, into Christ consciousness, for each one individually under the direction of his or her I Am presence, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. I am now the open door for the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I am one with the infinite Christ consciousness of my true God reality. From this level of Christ consciousness, fully reverberating with transfiguring divine love, oneness, and reverence for all life, I invoke my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. I invoke the solar logos, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from suns beyond suns beyond suns. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God, from the great, great central sun, the solar logos, El and Allah. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God, from the great central sun, the solar logos, Eloah and Eloah. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God, from the central sun, the solar logos, Alpha and Omega. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God, from the physical sun, the solar logos, Helios and Vesta. I invoke the silent watchers, the mighty guardians, and the cosmic beings of light from the realms of illumined truth, who are assisting humanity at this time to tangibly lift into Christ consciousness and to establish the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical world of form. I invoke the balanced frequency of my Father, Mother, God's fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame that is instantly transmuting any thought, word, feeling, action, or belief that humanity has ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that might block or prevent these patterns of perfection for the new earth from manifesting now through my heart flame into the physical plane of earth. I invoke the I Am presence of each member of my family, my friends, and the entire family of humanity. And I ask every person's I Am presence to assimilate these gifts from on high in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. And I begin. I am now manifesting the infinite flow of God's abundance, opulence, financial freedom, and the God supply of all good things through the patterns of the new earth. I am now manifesting eternal youth, vibrant health, radiant beauty, and flawless form through the patterns of the new earth. I am now manifesting perfect health habits, perfect eating and drinking habits, perfect exercise, work, relaxation and recreation habits, and perfect spiritual devotion, meditation, and contemplation habits through the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am now manifesting loving relationship, adoration, divine love, divine sexuality, true understanding, clear and effective communication, open heart sharing, oneness, and the unification of the family of humanity through the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am now manifesting divine government, a government of the I Am Presence of humanity, by the I Am Presence of humanity, for the I Am Presence of humanity. And I am manifesting eternal peace, harmony, balance, and reverence for all life through the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am now manifesting self-empowerment, success, fulfillment, divine purpose, a rewarding career, self-esteem, spiritual development, enlightenment, divine consciousness, clear and truthful perception through the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am now manifesting open heart and mind telepathic communication with the company of heaven and the angelic and elemental kingdom through the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am now manifesting creativity through music, singing, sound, toning, dance, music, art, and education through the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am now manifesting laughter, joy, playfulness, fun, self-esteem, self-expression, elation, enthusiasm, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe through the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am now manifesting heaven on earth, a planetary cause of divine love and a renaissance of divine love through the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am my I Am Presence, and I now accept and know that these patterns of perfection for the new earth are manifesting daily and hourly through my thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs with every breath I take. I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity, and I accept and know that through each person's I Am Presence, these patterns of perfection for the new earth are manifesting daily and hourly with every breath they take, in alignment with their divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. I accept and know that my Father, Mother, God's fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame is moment by moment instantaneously transmuting any thought, word, feeling, action, or belief that I or humanity may express that might block or prevent these patterns of perfection from manifesting as the new earth right here and right now in the tangible world of form. In deep humility, figuring divine love, oneness, reverence for all life, and gratitude, I decree, it is done, and so it is. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am that I am. Father, Mother, God, from your heart I came into being, and into your loving heart one day, when my service here on earth is through, I shall return. I thank you for the privilege of having life, and for my physical embodiment during this sacred time, when divine love, Christ consciousness, and the patterns of perfection for the new earth are being permanently established through the hearts and minds of all humanity. In deep humility, I offer you the cup of my consciousness as a holy grail through which the light of creation will flow to fulfill this divine plan for the new earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, from this moment forth, with every breath I take, empower me with the ability to radiate Christ consciousness, divine love, and the full momentum of my I Am presence to all life evolving on this planet. I accept this God victoriously accomplished with full power, even as I call, and so it is. I am now returning my consciousness to the room, becoming aware of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I gently move my fingers and my toes, continuing to breathe rhythmically and normally as this light from the very heart of God is assimilated through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious heart, breathe in deeply, inhaling, exhaling, and when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Just for a moment, feel within your heart flame and experience through your heart and mind the overwhelming gratitude and love that is pouring forth from our Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light in the heavenly realms, in gratitude for your willingness to be an instrument of God for the fulfillment of this vitally important facet of the divine plan. Feel the deep appreciation they are sending to you right here and right now, that during this moment, you are willing to serve humanity and all life evolving on this planet. We are truly blessed beyond measure to be able to assist all life evolving on this planet in this wondrous way. Keep that knowledge in the divinity of your heart flame and experience this truth as you go through your daily life, moment by moment, responding with divine love, reverence for life, oneness, and Christ consciousness. Precious Heart, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making this information from the beings of light in the realms of living truth available in as many ways as we possibly can. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America and freely share the information through a free monthly newsletter that you can receive by signing up on our website. We have webinars. We have years worth of past newsletters. We have the radio show and all the archives for the radio show. So whenever you want to stay tuned with us, whenever you want to contact us, please go to our website, Era of Peace www.awakeningyourdivinepotential.org. You can watch our YouTube, our webinars, and all of the information will be available to you there. This is a cosmic moment on this planet, so be here now. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.